couldn't afford to send you now without paying you. And there's somebody getting money out of this. And it's all foolishness. Asking about that.
Okay, this is something that is big and it's made out of wood. And, big old thing. And people used to buy flour in it. Flour used to come in it.
Barrels.
Okay. And what did molasses come in?
That's what?
Molasses or lard. What did that
molasses,
come in?
Molasses, they come in barrels and, or they put them in barrels. They make them out in cane. And then they put it in barrel and boil them down and in barrels. I don't know. But I never did see them. I've seen them put in cans, molasses.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a
but
stag?
But they're generally ants and things. They're easy to get in them that way.
Yeah.
And they've got to put them in some containers that ants can't get about them. For that's something you can't get out in molasses is ants.
Yeah. Okay, have you ever heard of a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
I've heard of a stand of molasses and stand of lard, too.
What's that?
Hmm?
Is that as big as a barrel?
No, it's some stands are, they're not so large, and some's larger than others. They're different sizes.
Okay.
So many gallons apiece.
Okay, and let's see, if you wanted to pour some water, say, from one container into a container with a real narrow mouth.
With a funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
Okay. And if you bought some groceries, the grocer might put them in a what?
Well, they'll put them in sacks.
Okay. What would the sack be made out of?
Made out of brown-looking paper.
Okay. And when you bought about 50 pounds of flour, what would that come in?
It'd come in it comes in sacks, different sacks. One's large, 50-pound sack, and some 25.
Okay. And the bag or sack that feed would come in?
What?
You know, feed? What would that come in?
But it would come in sacks.
Yeah, what kind of sack? What would you call that?
Toe sacks.
Okay. And the amount of corn that you'd take to the mill to be ground, what would you call that?
Call it, take it to a mill.
Yeah.
You take them in sacks.
Yeah. Would you call it a turn of corn?
A what?
Turn of corn. Have you ever heard that?
I never heard that.
What about a grist or change? Okay, the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms, you call that a what?
Can wood?
Yeah. How much wood, if you had wood, as much wood as you can carry in both your arms, you'd say that you had a
load.
Okay.
That's what I'd say. I don't know whether that's right or not, but I'd say I had a load.
Okay.